Hello, and you're listening to Hacker Voice Radio on the 22nd of May, June, July, August, September, November, December, June, 2006. And in the studio we have Hyper and myself, Bilal, and Dark Nature calling in.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Good evening.
And how are we all tonight?
Pretty well.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. And can I just say congratulations to Hyper and Maxter for their inauguration into the Hacker Voice Happy Family.
Yeah, we passed the
initiation.
The initiation, yes. Yeah. I'm healing well now. Coming live from St. Helier Hospital in Tooting.
Outstanding.
Wonderful. Where are we today?
We're in a room.
In the studio.
In the studio. We've got... We just had somebody calling us, but they missed the call.
They missed the call?
Yeah, so I'm just going to see if we can call them back. Don't know who this is, but we'll call them back.
Hello?
Hello.
Ah.
I'm guessing this is Naxter.
Yes, please.
You were calling us, and then you just went away, so I'm calling you back in. Oh, my God, why is... Ionix apparently online on Gmail.
Omg.
Omg, very weird indeed.
Oh.
Because statute says that he should not be anywhere near a computer.
Computer.
For the next 6 years.
Yeah, but when you're a man like Ionix on the team, where there's a will, there is a way. And it would seem that there is a way. Anyway, so, Darky, what have you been up to, mate?
Today? Yeah, not a great deal. Been pretty quiet today, thankfully.
That's quite cool.
How about you?
No, it's all good, man. I've had my contract extended for another year at work. Get it.
Well, that's got to be good news.
Yeah, it's good news, yeah. I confirm my next trip to India in October to go and do my next bunch of certifications. Mm. So I think it's good, man.
Yeah. Just, Ionix has just gone out on day release. And he's talking to us from the library computers. And he might be able to get in a little bit of time tomorrow for the show. So we'll see about that. And he says hi to everybody. Hello.
Good lad.
Hello. Hello, Ionix.
Hi, Ionix. Right.
So, we've got the pre-release teaser for the Hacker Voice TV. Now, what's that all about? Because it's you don't want to be shooting your load off too soon, do you, there, Dexter?
Again.
Again.
I'm sorry. We're not supposed to talk about that now, are we?
Sorry. What?
So.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I can hear myself pretty badly. Somebody hasn't hooked up the mix properly.
It works fine for Dark Nature.
Mm. Am I on Skype as well?
Are you on Skype?
I don't know, am I?
You are on Skype, yes.
I'm just calling in off the landline.
You are on Skype, yeah.
You're on Skype?
No, I'm not. Huh.
No, you're being called through Skype.
Yes.
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 Do you understand how that works?
There.
Anyway, the release of Hacker Voice 2, the preview...
I'm not getting any talkback at all at my end. It's pretty cool stuff.
Oh, I can't hear you now. That's good. Well, I can hear you now, obviously.
Okay, but...
Stupid thing to say.
Wonderful. Everybody can hear each other.
You sound really good from this end.
Get on with it, gentlemen.
Close the bell.
Well, you were echoing just now, and you're not anymore.
Can you stop? Can you hear me, Bilal? Can you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
The wonders of the internet.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's very perfect.
And now we're boring the fuck out of all of our listeners, mate. Can we get back on with the show?
The magic indeed.
Yeah. So, you guys finished fluffing each other's balls?
I don't think they... Can you hear us, these guys? Can you?
Can you hear us?
No, they can't.
Yeah?
Oh, they can't.
Yeah, I'll turn that off.
Right.
Okay. Weird. Right. I don't know what's going on there.
Right, okay.
Yes. So like the TV release too. TV. What's all that about?
It's well, I had a whole load of pictures, so I thought I may as well stick them all together. Just, you know, make something interesting.
Like a slideshow.
I actually thought it was pretty cool. I love the old fuzzy bit at the beginning.
Yeah.
I do think. Don't you think it's a great thing to put at the end of the Hacker Voice? The original one, put it at the end of the trailer for the next one when it shows at Hope.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I guess I could do that.
That would only make it 455 gig long rather than 400, though.
Actually, the one I put online is about, it's something stupid like 19 minutes. So if I stuck that at the end, that would make it up to a nice round 20.
Fantastic.
Ah.
Oh, what was that?
Oops, sorry. I'm just going to call someone.
Go for it, mate. Did anyone check out those the robots they're using at the World Cup?
I'm sorry. The number you have reached, area code 845-486-9518, is not in service at this time.
Oops.
Interesting.
Okay, well that was a payphone next to Ionic. Sadly, it's not accepting incoming calls. So, but it was worth a shot, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, what was I saying?
Robots.
Robots. These ones don't walk like they've shit their pants, though.
I do have
an image of my head of like England and Germany fans dancing on them once they've won. They wouldn't deter me very much, if I'm honest. I could probably run a bit quicker. Well, possibly not after the amount of beer I'd drink. But you'd smash them up, wouldn't you, if you lost the game?
I'm
kind of thinking, do you think that they should be in neutral colours, or could you spray paint them the colours of the winning team?
Yeah.
Just what do you think? and then you could actually put them amongst the crowd and no one would notice.
Yeah, just spray paint them red so they blend in.
Yeah, man, well, a big St. George's cross the back. I mean, most of them got skinheads anyway, so they wouldn't notice, mate, I don't think, no. I was pretty impressed, though, with the old, the plane that shifts its shape. Have anyone seen that today? That was on the BBC website, I think.
You were telling me about it.
It's a plane which kind of like, I think the Americans have designed it to blow people up, of course. But it has like jets in the middle and a wingspan, and it can drop bombs which open up its own little air, what they call that, wings, right, so it can direct it better. And then when it wants to fuck off really quickly, the wings turn round, so it's parallel with the jets, and it goes like a rocket. And it goes at like, it hits Mach 2 for a closer shave. Hold on, I'll just go and see if I can find it, and I can actually explain it better if I've got it in front of me. But that was pretty cool as well, which I spotted in the news today.
That's on the Popular Science page, isn't it?
Is it on the Popular Science one?
Yeah, it's called the Switchblade.
Oh, yeah, that's a good name for it, actually.
Yeah.
Shape-shifting plane from US military. It is, it's on Popski.
Yeah. Popski.
That's
supersonic
cool.
Shape-shifting bomber.
Yeah.
God, they put it down much better than I described it, don't they? They're playing with the wings and the things. Anyway.
Lovely artist rendering there. Looks like something off a J. Anderson cartoon.
Where are you? I've lost it.
So did you want to let everybody listen to the authentic sounds of the Bilal... Severum.
Oh, the Bilal Severum, sorry. I was like, it's the authentic sounds of Bilal's what? Okay, yeah, we got Okay, you ready now? Ready? How cool is that, eh?
Sounds like a jet engine, doesn't it?
Oh my god, where is it? Oh, there it is. It is, yeah, there. It's on the Pop Science page. Oh, you're right, you're totally right. Aviation and space.
I was actually turning up the wrong level there, which is quite interesting, because I was turning up the level on this microphone, which is the microphone that's like 4 feet away from the sound that was meant to be. Well, mad, isn't it?
Considering I was humming in the background. That was the batteries recharging on the. Okay.
Yeah. Is there no blowing into the laptop tonight?
Well, there will be later. I've only just turned it on, you see. I had a good 45 minutes on the show yesterday, before the show, to warm my legs up. I'm actually starting to feel it. Now you mentioned it, see now. I'm broken for a sweat. Good stuff.
Yeah, I felt that when I was looking at the news links on the Hacker Voice forum today, when this Dell laptop explodes at Japanese conference.
Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing, actually.
Some very amusing pictures of people running around all being mad fair of this.
I'm pretty aware of what's inside laptops. You know, must have taken a million apart and put back together again.
Yeah.
And I want to know what blew up.
No, certainly. It doesn't make any sense, does it? Maybe it was the battery. I mean, that's the only thing that I could ever imagine blowing up.
Of the explosion.
What was it like?
It took seven explosions, right?
Bloody hell.
And it wasn't like, it didn't take out half a building, I think. No, it was big enough. And then it stayed on fire.
Yeah.
I want to know. I mean, the only thing that could possibly
do
that
booby
is
a
battery.
Trap, man. Yeah, battery.
And a battery running just won't spontaneously come up.
Battery is enough to
lithium ion batteries won't anyway.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense, does it? No. It's like it must have been booby trapped. Or the CPU just like them.
Yeah. I mean, looking at the pictures on the page, it's some sort of crazy battery. If it is a battery going up,
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's like something else, isn't it?
Maybe they were testing that new hydrogen cell battery, and that blew up.
Yeah. cloud.
Oh, my legs! But I love the way they're advising them not to put them on their legs. Yeah. Don't put them on their laps. Yes.
It will sterilize you forever.
It is pretty impressive. I mean, like, come on, look at that, Bilal. Yeah, does that look like a battery exploding to me? That looks like a sulfur bomb.
Yeah,
like that, man. And I love the way the Japanese. You've seen the man standing next to it. All he does is turn his back.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
oh my god.
Oh, that's the small. Oh,
god, I better turn round. I don't want the tan to be uneven on this. No. I better get the back done as well. but that's a pretty cool explosion. And you've got to love the Japanese, by the way. There's always someone with a camera ready.
Yeah.
There's always someone with a camera ready.
I'm kind of inclined to think it's sort of a big fake-up job, to be honest. Somebody's going to have a camera and the presence of mind to whip it out just in time to catch this explosion going off.
Well, one of the things that caught my eye about the picture, I must admit, right, was if you have a look... This is like a computer conference or something, I'm presuming, right? If you ever look at next to where the explosion's gone off, right? There's an ice bucket on one side, right? And there's the remnants from a laptop that used to be there. There's like a mouse and a power pack and all that. Yeah. Where someone has blatantly, in time for the explosion to go off, removed their own laptop away and gone and filled up an ice bucket of water to put it out with if need be.
so
I'm kind of like, you know, and is it an ice bucket? It's like a jug of coffee, actually.
Yeah.
And if you have a look at the second picture where it's on fire, there's a guy down the bottom who's obviously on IRC and hasn't noticed it happened. He's actually still on his laptop.
He's like, there's a fire.
let me just Google fire warden. I'm a little bit dismayed with this one. I reckon it was a setup.
Yeah, definitely.
I love the way the amount of fire extinguishers, leave a mess of your suit and belongings. Pack your stuff, if you can, and leave. Leave, leave! And it's like, this guy gave enough time to say that. Save your clothes! Run! Fuck the building! Yeah, you know. But no, I think it's a fake. I do.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it being anything else. It's just like the way they say it, the way they print it. It's like he had enough time for five sentences, while people will obviously still sat there watching it, I presume. And should the witnesses in such an event, his advice is, don't try anything courageous, stroke, stupid. Stay away, away, away.
Did he actually say stroke,
well,
stupid?
It was a slash. Don't do anything courageous, slash, stupid. This guy, silly and IRC, obviously talking about this. He's just on a slash me, getting up and moving, and before he goes away, BRB, off you go, mate. And off he goes. The guy in the back there, he hasn't quite got the hang of it yet. He's still talking about something else in IRC. This whole conversation goes on. Well, there's a bloody great big explosion. I can't see it's true. Especially because I've already been advised that it does damage your clothes, and the bloke just turned his back on it. maybe it's only his tie, which he wears.
It's a very important thing.
Anyway, yeah, so...
100% silk tie.
Yeah, I reckon it's a fake.
Yeah.
Well, the guy in the bottom picture has just changed his nick to, like, AFK burning.
Be right back, fire. the guy's laptop that's burning is like ping timeout.
On fit on my burnage.
I got flamed.
INQ. Any ideas what INQ is, anyone?
INQ.
INQ.com, bringing traditional supportive human contract to new economy of business, enabling your comment. I don't think it's that. I don't know. I was wondering if anyone has come across any self-help lines on the internet for eBay addiction.
Yeah.
I'm seriously beginning to believe I've got a little bit of a problem. I can't stop eBaying.
That's a bad thing.
So it's a bad thing when your spare room now looks like the eBay store.
Your volume has just really dropped.
Me?
Quite a bit.
Which one? Who?
Hyper's doing most of the talking. Can you just say something, Blair?
Hello?
Yeah, you don't sound too bad. Just Hyper sounds a bit long way away.
It's because I'm actually having to hold the microphone.
Yeah, he's moving the microphone.
Because Bilal's budget doesn't stretch to two microphone stands.
Ah, that would explain it.
Yeah, and I keep leaning towards my laptop like that and then leaning away like that. What do you think? Is that what the problem is?
I think so, actually, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's fine.
Did you put the bass cut on Hyper's mic?
Let me just say
not, you should.
Right, well, we're looking down and there's lots of blue ones.
If I just, like, turn the whole thing off, well, that would work. That would work, wouldn't it?
Oh, what did you just drop?
I dropped the microphone. No, is that better?
Is that better?
Is that better?
That sounds good. That sounds a lot better.
It still sounds a bit sort of boomy, but now it is.
Well, you're just a perfectionist.
I was just about to say.
Yeah.
This is a dyslexionist.
He has to get on a bus, come all the way down here, so he can turn some of the base cut, whatever the fuck.
I'm going to do that, you know. I'm going to find some money and get a bloody taxi, yeah.
Quick, below, turn the lights off.
The mixer.
turn the lights off. Shh.
Nobody's here.
That's the wrong password. Yeah, I think I might just buy a mic stand that'd do it, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah. There was going to be something... HackMag, please get the articles in as soon as you can. The deadline is the end of next week. If you have anything to say at all, any kind of articles about hacking or the UK or anything, absolutely any kind of subject, doesn't have to be purely technical, can be anything that you wish, and something that kind of is on the lines of the UK hacking scene, it's greatly appreciated if you can email that to articles@hackmag.co.uk. That's h4kmag.co.uk. we had one in today by some, like, completely random person that that doesn't exist on the forums till we started talking, and he's like, "Oh, this is cool. I never actually knew there was a UK hacking scene." You know, he just found the website for the magazine. He didn't even know that Hacker Voice existed. We exchanged a few emails, and I've asked him. You know, I said, "Yeah, you're more than welcome to come down to the next 2600 meeting." So he's quite pleased about that. And just to kind of summarize, please send your articles in to articles@hackmag.co.uk. That's h4k.co.uk. mag.fuckingcunts.co.uk.
I know him, actually.
Yes.
I've replied to his emails many times. Okay, there you go.
I did an article about tea.
About what? Paint?
Tea.
Who?
Tea.
Tea.
As in the drink.
Yes.
Oh, tea.
It's very technical.
It's the one before S, and the one.
Yes.
It's after S.
That's the one. Yeah, we had to rewrite it for him, actually.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you write one about tea?
Yes.
Can you enlighten us on tea?
Oh, yeah, you wrote the one about tea. You wrote two. I don't know where the other one's gone.
Oh, right. I thought he spelled it wrong.
Can you email that to me again, to articles?
Yes.
Thank
okay,
you very
sure.
much, because I think I've lost, like, a couple. I don't know what the fuck happened there.
They're probably on your desktop somewhere, mate. Yeah, you seen the state of this guy's desktop?
Yeah,
I have. It's hilarious.
Yes. What a mess.
It is
a leak. It's over two monitors.
Yeah, well, I have to kind of... that's why I have an extra monitor, is to just spread these...
It won't be long until he needs a third one.
Yeah, exactly. Just, like, around the whole fucking room, there's going to be icons. I need, like, a projector, just project images of the icons on my walls. Yeah.
Pop.
Where's my computer? Oh, yeah, it's next to the bookshelf.
Yeah. So it's in the news. We have this story about a hacker that enters the Agriculture Department computers, Washington. In Washington, a hacker broke into the Agricultural Department computers, systems, and may have obtained names, social security numbers, and photos of 26,000 Washington area employees and contractors, the department said on Wednesday. Today, Agriculture Secretary Thursday. Mike Johns said that the department will provide free credit monitoring for 1 year to analyze who might have been affected. Spokeswoman Terry Tebure said Thursday, "Protecting the privacy of our employees is top priority for us, and to that end, we're conducting a thorough."
If it was top priority,
they should have done something
fucking
bidding,
in the fucking first place.
Exactly,
top priority once it's already happened. Bullshit. Yeah. I do like the way as well they've made this article sound like he's a burglar. Do you know how they're kind of like relating the hacker to a crime here?
Yeah.
And they're turning him into your street robber. Where they're actually making out as if he actually penetrated the building, graffitied all over his desk, took a shit in the girls' toilets, and then stole some stuff. And they're making him out to be a burglar, I feel. Definitely, the way this is worded, it's very big frowned upon. And I'm surprised hacker wasn't in capital letters.
No. And,
well, I don't actually see what he did exactly. Well, did he just nick someone's laptop? Was that it?
Well, the break-in happened during the first week in June. The department said the technology staff learned of a breach on the on the 5th of June and told Jones the following day, they believe personal information was protected by security software. The department said they believe that the protected by security software. In what kind of security software?
No, this is what I'm saying. This whole article just screams bullshit at you, doesn't it? If this guy is competent enough to break into a government computer system, he's certainly not to be fooled by someone writing security software on something. I mean, what is it protected by security software? Obviously, your security wasn't good enough. The guy couldn't get in the first place. So why do you think your magical security software to protect your staff's identity has been any good? I mean, that's just bullshit. And on the other side of it as well, if you read down the article, it says, we do believe there has been so many people that... I mean, if you're confident that your security software is protecting them, why are you offering all your staff a year's data check?
Exactly.
This is bullshit.
And it said, on further analysis, staff concluded that data on the current or former employees might have been accessed and informed that person on Wednesday, according to the department. The department said it notified law enforcement agencies. Its Inspector General is investigating the break-in.
See, they're using break-in a lot, as if it's a burglary, aren't they? They're putting us in line with street crime.
Could be like security breach or... I don't know.
Inconsistently written, isn't it? And lots of internal...
Is this over the copper? I don't know. And it doesn't. It does say at the bottom about that guy who had his house burgled, and for some reason in his home, he had 26.5 million people's data at home.
That's not wise.
What is his name? The fucking phone book. Oh no! What is that? Who is this guy?
He's been taking CD-ROMs home.
Yeah. Well, let's face it, Bilal. If you worked at a pencil factory, you'd steal pencils.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Well, I could still steal more than fucking pencils, mate.
What if you worked at a pencil factory?
Yeah.
What would you steal? The sharpies as well.
and the little rubbers that go on the end.
Yeah. My new LEDs turned up today.
Oh yes, the big bad
big boys, man. If you remember Naxa from the last week, how small the LEDs were. Yeah.
They're like
three times the size, man. It is really big LEDs. Really, it's going to be good fun, man.
So these like four-on light bulbs.
They are pretty much.
They're like
man.
The size of your
penis.
Pinky. Your penis. It's going to be huge.
That's right.
Wow, you're going to have to only one each. We'll have to get going one each.
No, it's
these like more like boomerangs than throwies.
No, it's the size of your pinky, of your small finger.
Well, just the end of it. It's not the whole one.
It's not like
the whole finger.
They're just big.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Bilal will take a picture of it and stick it on the forum compared to the blue one.
And then I'll put a ruler and so you can measure. Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Kind of know the girth. Oh dear. Okay. It's Thursday, guys. Friday tomorrow. Have we got any plans for the weekend? Are we going to ruin anyone's life this weekend? I mean, are we going to go and have any fun this weekend?
Bit of unfortunate clothes shopping for me, I'm afraid.
Clothes shopping?
That's all right.
Yeah, I never enjoy that.
What are you buying?
Just a holiday wear.
Some underwear.
You're going away, aren't you?
Shorts and shit. Yeah, that's right.
So when are you away? Oh, you're going away for the cup final time, isn't it?
Yeah, in July. Yeah, the start of July.
That's not far now.
It's not, no. I'm quite looking forward to it, to be honest.
Have you been to Spain before, have you?
When I was a lot younger, yeah. I've not been abroad for years now. So, but my mum and dad have a villa over there. And they sort of...
Who are you going with?
My mum and dad.
Oh, cool. That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. It should be okay. But yeah, they said, like, you know, you've not been on holiday for a few years now, so, like, you're coming with us. I was like, oh, okay. If I must.
Hey, I reckon you'll have a good time. I mean, sun, beer.
Yes.
Topless beach.
Basically what Spain is.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it's a very sort of out of the way part of Spain. It's not it's not the sort of, you know, the tourist area, you know. It's
the back alleys of Spain.
Yeah. It's not your sort of your Club 1830 area anyway.
Right. Your Norwich of Spain, Ribstone, your Mousel. No, that's too touristy.
Malthoid. That's the bloke of Harry Potter, isn't it?
Don't even start.
Yes.
Anyway, so we've got...
I just got the connection then, guys. That wasn't even intentional.
Sorry?
That wasn't even intentional. Go on, crack it. Very well.
Yes, yeah, so I was flicking through the TV earlier on. It's a funny thing, and I think I found the answer to that eternal question of how dumb can people be anyway, and just how much crap can you sell if it costs you enough? And it seems that some Japanese company have released a product called a I think it's a meow linguator or something.
Right.
Essentially, what it does is
cat translator,
isn't it? Cat
translator,
yeah.
cat translator.
You hold it up to your cat and it meows, and then this machine prints on the screen what it thinks the cat's saying.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I mean, that's all cats can say.
Scratch my asshole.
It has a very small chip with a whole load of random phrases on it that they think, you know, cats might think. Like, I know, I want to go out. When it detects a noise, then it'll print one of them.
Yeah, any noise at all, that's right, yeah, of course. Yeah. They have another product.
Do you reckon it's actually a bit more intelligent than that? So if it's a long one, like, meow, it says, I want to go out. And if it's just a, out, it means something else.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that my cat's...
Ow! Oh, I'm really pissed off.
All that my cat would ever say to me would be, you know, like, service me, my servile human. And
service me? That's disgusting. I'd scratch your eyes out if you weren't so tall. Yeah. I suppose it'd be saying, isn't it?
Why is my tongue like sandpaper?
Yeah! So it feels nice when I lick my...
And I appreciate that you're doing something important at the moment, so I'm going to sit on the keyboard.
Yes. Later. So who's invented this?
Some Japanese people, oddly enough.
Yeah. Crazy Japanese.
Do you reckon it will walk like it shit its pants? Oh, yes, okay. It's actually being made by the toy maker Takara. And it's built upon the popular success of the bowling girl, which is a...
That's not one!
it's built upon the popular success of the bowlingle, which is... Or the bowlingle, which is a dog translation device that with a similar gadget for cats named the meowlingle.
Hmm. That's the one, yeah?
That's it, yeah, man. I found a forum that's discussing it. Oh. There's only one entry which says, what do you think? And no one's fucking bothered replying.
they're all too busy trying to work out what their cat's saying.
My fucking God. 300,000 Japanese dog owners have already purchased the bowlingle.
Wow.
Which goes on sale in the United States in August.
They're a bit fucking stupid, aren't they?
God, I wonder how much they cost.
That's about 50 quid.
eBay.
50 quid?
Yeah, about 50 quid. Yeah.
You can buy 50 quid in it.
Oh, could you imagine selling like 5 of those, you know? That must be
amazing. But, I mean, you'd
have like
the dog one.
£220.
Yes.
The dog one's bizarre. It has a thing that attaches to the dog's collar so you can monitor what it's saying all the time.
Need a piss.
Done a piss.
hungry.
My ass tastes really nice. Yes.
Must lick knob. Yes. Must sniff up the dog's bum. It would only need like 4 phrases for a dog, so this must be like the updated version.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like, I've just finished licking my own ass, now I'm going to lick your face.
Come here, I'll give you a good long kiss. The one man, yeah. Oh my god, is this to console owners whose cats clam up, Meowlingle will come with other built-in entertainment features like horoscopes for cats lovers. Hasumi said, they will be suing you, mate, if they start sending them in the UK, especially America as well, I suppose.
Yeah. So is this like certified to be able to read your cat's mind? Or translate its thoughts? Is it like, this has been medically tested and like 9 out of 10 cats were proven to be, you know,
say translatable. What you said they did.
Yeah.
somehow I fucking doubt it, really. I can hear a cat.
Yeah. I think that's Dark Nature's cat.
What's its name, Carl?
No, whose cat is that?
Well, it's not mine and yours, and it's not Dark Nature, so...
I think it's probably next to us.
Yeah, I think it probably would be, yeah.
Tending to be a cat.
No, no, yeah. I think it's a real cat. Is that is that a real cat? Or are you pretending to be a cat?
Well, I reckon he's probably been playing samples.
Mm. I know that Spot's asleep in my bed at the moment.
Who is?
Spot, my cat.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's her default state. Spock. Is to be asleep
Spock
in my bed.
In my bed. He'll be going back to the Enterprise later.
My cats are attacking me at the moment.
It's what?
They're attacking me. They want attention, so they're sort of.
Did you just say that your cat is cacking?
Attacking.
Oh, attacking.
Yes.
Sorry. What was it saying? Has anyone got a translator? Oh, if only we had one. I've got a good idea.
Wow. Wow. Surely you could have like
stop pulling my tail.
You could like download that. Stop swinging me around.
That's my foot.
Yeah. I'm going to use you as a scratch post.
I feel sick. What's it saying? It hasn't been a translation yet. Yeah. So what else we've got going on there?
Oh, Bill, I finally got to see that TV show you were talking about the other day. You know, that Catherine
Tate show. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny, isn't it?
It is pretty funny. Yeah.
With the not gay man.
Yeah.
I was crying laughing. When he was at the doctor's, and the doctor's offered him this leaflet for advice for sort of clean living for homosexual men. Yeah. Are you implying that I'm a homosexual? How very dare you? I was just crying. It was the funniest thing I've seen in my life.
Which show is this? Catherine Tate?
Yeah, Catherine Tate show.
Oh, that's Catherine with a C, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the bird that does the old lady that was really rude in bed?
Yeah.
Oh, look at the size of her nose, that one. Cool, blind love. I've got a couple of sheets in the earring cupboard at home if you need to borrow them. That's the one, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. She's funny as that, man. Let's see if I can find naked pictures of her on the internet. Catherine... Tate. Safe search off.
He's saying, Napalm's just saying, I wonder if you can download firmware updates. Ruffle. Oh, cat thing.
Aha, yes.
Ruffle indeed, sir. Apparently, Adobe and Google have signed a distribution deal. Adobe Systems Limited Incorporated said late Wednesday that it signed an agreement with Google Incorporated to distribute the Google Toolbar with various Adobe products. Financial terms of the deal wasn't disclosed, but the terms of the agreement wasn't also disclosed, with the Adobe referring to as only as a multi-year deal. Adobe, based in San Jose, said that the estimated revenue from the agreement for the fiscal 2006 factored into was its previously announced financial targets. As part of the agreement, Adobe and Google will launch the availability for the toolbar with downloads of Adobe's Macromedia Shockwave Player starting immediately. The Google Toolbar will be offered as part of the Shockwave Player installation process for Windows Internet Explorer and will also be offered as part of other Adobe product installations in the future. Adobe shares rose 72% to $30.55 in after-hours trading Wednesday, while Google shares rose 37% at $402.50 after hours. Quite a lot of fucking $402 for each share. It's not bad, is it?
Which just proves that if you build it, they will be dumb.
Yes. Well, I think back in... What? What's he seen now?
The worst picture in the world. Oh, mate. Right,
oh, that's disgusting.
Just get that on IRC, man. I'm not sure whether it's politically correct to post this, but we're giving...
Probably not very politically correct, is it?
I give it a go anyway.
Oh no!
African child feeds from cow's anus.
.jpg. That's awful. I'm really sorry, everybody.
Yes.
Oh, it comes. That's terrible.
Oh no!
Yeah. That's not nice.
Yes. Apparently, feed is screwed, mate. Belial.
Sorry?
The feed screwed, mate. Which is always fun this time of night.
Stream fucked up. Who said that?
Spangles and Napalm.
Well, let me check.
54 models nude. What else has been going on out and about in London town?
Yeah. I'm just looking at this how to spot a paedophile page.
Oh, that's quite
witty. What's that about?
Give us a link, man.
It's on the IRC. Spangles posted it.
Ah, yes.
The best spotapedo.com.
Okay.
It's Maddox, isn't it?
What's that?
Maddox. Maddox, the best page in the universe, is funny, Maddox.
Ever see this guy at work with scores and other creepy vibes? See some old man and a guy rapes children.
How does spot a pedo? Pedo smile and frown. This guy's frowning. Is he a pedophile? No.
Have you seen all this?
Yes, he is a pedophile.
There's a lot of them.
Is he a pedophile? Oh, looks like the Jesus. I don't know who Jesus is.
Oh, he's definitely a paedophile.
Elizabeth Ann Duke. It's definitely a paedophile. Definitely a paedophile. Definitely
a paedophile. It'll be Jesse Harris, definitely.
Oh, they are.
William. They
are. John Bolton definitely is. Yes.
Sherik Ahmed Yassin. Definitely a paedophile. Richard Steve Goldberg. Doesn't look like a paedophile. Eva Maria Mishkelsky. Yeah, God knows what that's happening there.
James L. Bulger there looks like uncle that you wouldn't want to leave your kids with.
Lock them all away for safekeeping. Just to be on the safe side, I mean. Calvin Morris Cooley, just because of the side parting, he's got to go, man. Very frustrating website.
Laurie John Trites, dodgy moustache, I'd say, yeah. Right, come away, kids. You're not staying with Uncle William.
Oh my God,
Uncle
have you
John.
Seen William Claiborne Taylor?
Yes.
That is a dodgy looking motherfucker, man.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
One, sorry. Oh, dear. Well, shall I come? Yes, and he definitely is.
Really, he actually looks like a Crime Watch E-Fit, doesn't he?
We all do, don't we? Just go there, smackhead, crackhead, meth, crack. Heroin. children. There we go. I found the one. Okay. What does it say once you put them all in? Does it say your score?
Otherwise,
am I completely wasting my fucking time?
You are now a chief inspector.
Results.
Please print out your certificate.
All right. So, Fernando is wanted for murder. Okay. Whee! Dennis Ferguson is a paedophile, and so is Jesus.
So is Jesus, well, he just has it.
You never seen the type.
Apparently, they're releasing these new kind of advertising projectors in the underground. Now, this company called, I don't know what the fuck they're called. They're like, where is it? I don't know, I can't see the name. pardon me. They're releasing these projector overhead overrail displays for underground tube stations. They're going to be rolling them out for all the 24 Zone 1 stations, and they're going to be displaying advertisements.
Oh my god, one of them's a hacker.
What's that?
Saad Okufuni is wanted by the FBI for being too cool for school. That's right. Saad, whatever his name is, African Arglazi, is a hacker, or at least he thought he was, when he got busted for orchestrating a disputed denial of service attack to shut down websites. In the hacking community, as a script kiddie, is someone who uses programs or hacking tools developed by others to wreak havoc on enemies.
So this has nothing to do with the advertising, no?
What advertising? I'm sorry, were you talking about something else?
Yes.
Sorry, mate, please carry on.
So anyway, as I was saying, the advertising will be used to, these projectors will be used to display advertising billboards on the back of the train station. So it's quite interesting use of technology, I guess, all for the wrong fucking reasons, but you can't fucking do much with that, can you?
Definitely worth trying to compromise one of those and use it for porn.
Yes.
Much better use of technology.
Hyper has absolutely no idea what we're talking about.
No, I've got completely lost in his paedophile website. bet you're back in the room.
What you want to do is that paedophile site. If you go to the if you go to the root and choose from the menu, if these words were genocide, I would if these words were people, I would embrace their genocide. It's quite funny.
Where are you? Oh my god! Did I close it down? Yes, I did. What's the URL? Sorry,
the best page in the universe. Yeah, .net.
And what else we have?
It's quite funny.
Archive, yeah.
The best page in the universe .net is Maddox.
Mission, yeah.
Am I right or what?
Okay. Yeah. Hang on.
Then it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 down.
Ah, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. If these were people, I would embrace their genocide.
If these were the people, I would embrace their genocide. Okay. Let's go, man. Lately, I've been hearing a lot of stupid people. Should I read it out or? Or shall I?
No, it's just that it's funny to look
okay,
at.
Okay, sorry.
Taking the piss out of blogs and stuff, which is quite good. Podcasting, podcatcher. Oh, yeah, it's something to read afterwards.
Blogging community. Losers, goths, bedwetters, and journalism dropouts.
So, have you heard about this new exam cheating detection software that basically scans in? Well, I don't know if it scans in, but it uses takes your submitted work, and then matches the text to the current internet archives, as well as third-party databases and various other kind of things to match for plagiarism. And then once it's found, it will basically strike up a red light if the let's say if you use certain text from a source and you did give a reference, then that's okay. It will still come up as a warning. But if you didn't use the reference, it would catch you out and you would, like, I don't know, get suspended or have to do the whole year again or something stupid like that. It's quite interesting technology. I wonder if there's ways to get around that if you just kind of like broke up the sentence. Now I know myself, I'm guilty of fucking doing that kind of shit, and while I was passing some of my exams, I'd copy and paste from direct sources from the internet, thinking, oh, the fucking teacher will never be able to Google that shit. Because they just won't. They're too fucking stupid, and they don't have enough time to actually go through entire fucking internet of resources for that particular subject. So it's this tool that's actually, like, spidering certain key sentences to see if it can find a match on the internet.
Well, I've not heard of that.
Sorry?
exists.
Anyone that has half a brain when they're doing exams, though, will just read it and then put it in their own words anyway, surely.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a minute. Is this exams or coursework?
Cool.
I don't see how you can copy paste stuff off the internet in an exam.
No. Sorry, this is coursework, not my.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Sorry.
I can see that finding a whole load of false positives.
Yeah.
A lot. Because pretty much the entire internet is probably, if I write something, it's going to be on the internet somewhere. Isn't it? There's only so many sentences in the English language, so it's got to be on the internet somewhere.
Yeah. There has to be like a minimum word count threshold or something.
Even so, if I say, I don't know, the boiling point of water is 100 degrees C, that's been on the internet thousands of times, I'm sure. Mm. So it's actually flagged up as a plagiarism.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They must probably be some sort of a minimum word threshold of maybe 30 words or something.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something built in so that, like, you know, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't like list every fucking thing. Like, you know, if you said that, it'll be like, oh my god, he's cheating. But because I've found another 1,000 sources for the same thing, I think it's like if you had like a whole fucking paragraph that you've just like copied off the internet, and it would flag up. Now, obviously, there has to be. I fucking hope that there is some human interaction with this thing. It doesn't just like fucking print out a letter and send it to you in the post saying you've failed because you've been cheating and you haven't actually
decided it.
Yeah. Just like it decides that you failed, you bastard. And,
so the computer says no.
Exactly. Yeah, computer says no. Yeah, eventually they fucking, you know, they take over the world and they turn us into fucking batteries, and then all we know is the next day we're all dressed in leather coats and fighting some guy called Smith. But maybe that's just in my dreams.
And then, you know, have some really bad sequels and, you know, the world...
Yes, and some nicotine-addicted African woman telling us to eat cookies.
And if you cannot use your mobile phone on the bus.
So,
there really is no spoon.
Yeah, fucking, it's in the dishwasher. It's melted. No...
Oh no! Hey, I saw that picture of you on the forums today, Bill. It looks like you're getting ready for a quick spell in the Matrix with your
with
your hacksaw.
Yeah.
Whoa! I was backing away from the screen.
Why is that? Thought I was gonna rip through the screen with my blades of death.
I think he was joking, Bill. No. I think he was kidding me.
I think he was taking the piss.
Cool as fuck. So are they actually going to fix that over? I'm getting lost in the internet. If I put the laptop down, I'm starting to sweat anyway. Yeah. So put that over there. I can come back to the show.
Yeah, well, I had to decapitate that bug, didn't I? So.
Oh yeah, that's true. I'd forgotten about that actually.
So we're climbing up to the end of the show. Just want to let everybody know that it's very important that you send your articles in as soon as you can. The email address is articles@h4kmag.co.uk, and the deadline is at the end of next week. Please send that in as soon as you can. Yeah, that's about it, I guess.
How are we doing on the old voting jobby? What's it thing?
Oh, yeah, I haven't actually fucking checked that. I'll
have a look. Competition.
Salute.
It still says 13. So I'm going to fucking end it today.
Come on, guys.
Not really. Whee! 3 more have come in. Oh, we've got a drop. Get in.
That's
so, the... Just because I sniffed your ports, it don't mean we're dating.
Oh,
and
16.
I'm so lit, I shit noobs are actually joint top at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I was actually thinking about changing that one. Did I let you know that one, Leigh?
What's that?
Just because I fingered your box, it doesn't mean we're dating. I quite like that one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got a draw between...
just because I slept with your mum, it doesn't make me your dad. Okay, moving on. We are right at the end of the show now, though, aren't we? I think, yeah. So, Yeah.
So we're allowed to say fuck.
Fuck. Because it's Hacker Voice Radio, and we like it yes. when they say fuck.
So, yeah, I think that's about from me. If anyone has anything to add or contribute, please do so now. Otherwise, you will be silenced by the government.
Again. who brought that child with them?
Very constructive of you then, actually.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that I can add anything that's going to top that.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, Coolio. Well, I'm just going to have a bit more of this purely vitamin energy drink, which is quite amusing.
Yeah.
I recommend it for the people that need to wake up very quickly.
Certainly did a trick.
Yeah.
So how are you doing with the old not smoking the fags?
Oh, yes. 3 days now.
Yeah? Oh, well done.
3 days, no cigarettes or alcohol.
Cool.
Good for me. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare, man. I've had to stop myself from carrying that katana into work and like chopping people up. And it's like, oh, that feels so good.
All your pencils are a mess, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh god.
I'm good for teeth marks.
It's really hard to like to not just go fuck off to people when they're pissing you off. But
I find that anyway.
Fair enough.
So that's probably why it's not time for me to quit smoking just yet.
Mm. Yeah, I've said that to myself so many fucking times. And I was like, oh no, it's not yet. Don't smoke. Don't quit smoking yet. But no, I think it's got to be done, man. It's got to be done and dusted with. Otherwise, I'll never fucking give up, and I'll probably die at like, I don't know, 40 or something like that.
Yeah, I know that I'm going to give up smoking. Before long, I mean, I watched my grandma bloody going into the ground, you know, because of it, you know. Yeah.
Have you smoked since Nexter?
No.
Oh, nice. Good. So it's bizarre just that we all decided to give up at the same time.
It is very fucking weird.
Yeah. I had no idea he was doing it. You know,
it's weird, man. It's weird.
Very strange.
I have to say, I haven't given up drinking, though, so...
No, it's weird, it makes me want to have a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah, in order for me to give up smoking, I have to stop drinking, too. Otherwise, all my morals go out the window, yeah. You know. And, smoking cigarettes, fuck it, I go and smoke some crack. Who cares, you know?
Anyway.
Yes.
Let's close stuff off.
Let's go.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Voice Radio. If you have any comments or suggestions, radio@hackervoice.co.uk is the email to send us the letter to address. Thank you. And credit card payments will be accepted.
Yep. And if you've got anything else to say to us, please don't forget to email us at wewon'trespond@hackervoice.co.uk and we'll make sure we get straight back to you.
Yes.
And all PayPal accounts go to next@hackervoice.co.uk.
Yes.
Cool. Well, good night. And, Adama.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Play nice, kids.
Buried on my hard drive are ISOs and ISOs. They call me the Wiz Maestro wherever I go. Up you a torrent and I'll serve it off my daddy. And I'll trade you some porn if your upstream is steady. My IRC bots serve movies and games. Razor cracks cut deep straight through your veins.
Like DVD rip?
Just ask me.
You got that new Star Wars?
Yeah, it's nasty. I am the Wiz Loader, your free hookup on whatever you need. Right to your high speed. PCC me, leech me, hit me on my aim, you know how to reach me. Your ratio's up or I ban you off my tracker. If you ain't sharing, you're probably a hacker. My switch lights up like a Christmas tree. When I'm online surfing P2P, drop me a line when you see my handle. Up in the names list in your channel. On second thought, don't, cause it's probably a poser. The Godfather Ghost, call me Kaiser Souza. I am the Wiz Loader, your free hookup on whatever you need. Right to your high speed. DCC me, leech me, hit me on my aim, you know how to reach me. All the good stuff before it hits the store.
cause I sweat 0 day right out my pores. I get albums before they're finished rapping. Terabytes of porn, so I'm always fapping. Every episode of every show. Screen is a movie from Tokyo. Why pay for things if you get them free? Even I serve my album on IRC. Yeah. I am the Wiz Loader, your free hookup on whatever you need. Right to your high speed. DCC me, leech me.